Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm quite good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, excellent, thanks.
Now, Premier Gladys Berejiklian and Federal Education Minister Simon Birmingham, they've both come out in support of banning mobile phones from the classroom. Do you think they should?
No, look, it's a very simplistic solution to what is a series of complex problems, and I think that's where the discussion really needs to start. What is the problem that we're trying to solve? And in the context of Simon Birmingham's comments, it was around the issue of cyberbullying. And there's no question that we have an issue there as a society. This is certainly not restricted to schools, but we certainly have a problem in relation to cyberbullying. But I guess if we agree that that's the problem we're trying to solve, then what I would say is, are we also banning phone watches? Are we also banning tablets? Are we also banning laptops? Because these days, as all of us know, you can access your technology in so many different ways. Mobile phones are just one of them.
Right, yeah. And do you think banning mobile phones could potentially alleviate some of the cyberbullying issues?
I don't think so, because I think what you'll find is kids will just access, as the rest of the community does, will access their technology in different ways. I think the other really, really important part of this debate is that mobile phones and technology more broadly are a crucial part of education these days. We talk about a society, we have both federal and state governments talking about wanting to increase the focus on science, technology, engineering and maths in our school, the STEM in our schools, that's the STEM focus. At the same time as we're talking about that and pressuring schools to improve their performance in that respect, we're talking about taking out one of the major forms of technology. So that seems a little bit bizarre to me. I think what we need to understand what the problems are. Certainly, there is a problem with cyberbullying across our society. Certainly, the issue of arguments about mobile phones in classrooms is a difficulty for teachers. What I think it really boils down to is that even in many schools, you'll find some teachers right now would be listening to this and thinking, you know, yeah, he's right, we shouldn't ban mobile phones. And others would be listening to this saying, he's wrong, we absolutely should ban mobile phones. And that's what I think we've got to take into account, that the reactions are based more on the arguments around mobile phones. So I think what we need to focus on really is the inappropriate use of phones and how to support schools to manage that better.
Right. Now, I remember when I was at uni and there'd be like a technical word I didn't know and I'd Google it on my phone, but then I'd also see, you know, some of my fellow students playing games on theirs. How do you balance the potential distractions of a mobile phone with the potential benefits?
That's a great question, and that really is at the heart of the issue. And that's what I mean by about focusing on the inappropriate use of the phone. There's no question that, look, it's not just, again, I go, this is not just about schools. You or I could sit in meetings, we could sit at sports events, we could sit in the theatre, we could sit in any number of places, and we will see people multitasking is it might be the positive way of looking at it, but looking at their phones, doing all sorts of other things. The reality is it is a part of our life now. Simply banning something, if you look through the history of the ages, simply banning things rarely works. Mobile phones are actually a really good example in this one. I'm sitting in a car now talking to you, and legally, of course, I'm on Bluetooth. I haven't touched my phone. But we all know that it is illegal to drive along the road and touch your mobile phone or use it in any way other than a Bluetooth. But how many people do you think actually do that? And we know that, in fact, that number is really substantial, and the police will tell us it's a significant problem on the road. So there's an example about banning something that simply doesn't work. You've actually got to educate people, and you've actually got to work in a positive way to concentrate on making sure things are used in the way that they should be.
Right, yeah. Now, if you're just tuning into The Daily this morning, we're talking to Chris Presland, President of the New South Wales Secondary Principals Council, about if we should be banning mobile phone devices in our kids' classrooms. Now, Chris, do you see schools shifting towards using more smart devices within the classroom in the future?
Look, they definitely are already. in terms of the range of smart devices. I mean, as I said, technology is a very, very big part of teaching these days, and it's an important part of learning for students. The whole concept of learning digital skills and digital citizenship are very, very important in terms of future job prospects for kids. So there's no doubt that there is and will be a continuing increase in technology in the classroom. But I go back to that key point, though, that what we've got to focus on is making sure that that technology is used in a constructive educational way.
Hmm. And so a lot of schools have a bring your own device policy. And so the potential benefits of having a smart device, do you think students with families who can't afford a smart device for their children, could these kids be left behind?
Look, the issue of equity in terms of access to technology, again, is a really good point, and it is a problem. So if we go back a few, not that long ago, unfortunately, the Abbott government cut the laptop program that was actually helping us deal with that across the state, where all students in Year 9 were receiving a laptop, and so everybody had a guarantee of access to that technology. Unfortunately, that program was cut by the then government. So most schools since that time have done, as you've indicated, introduced what's called a BYOD, a bring your own device type policy, because schools simply can't afford to provide every student with that sort of technology. So that's why that has come about. But in terms of the economic side, I think particularly in terms of secondary schools, even in our lower socioeconomic areas, I think you'll find the vast majority of students have a phone, and that phone may well be their only access to portable technology. So they are more likely to have a phone than they are to have a laptop or a tablet. So the reality in those sorts of places is the phone may well be the only really accessible technological tool.
Right. Well, Chris, thank you so much.
You're welcome anytime.